Kevin, it has been about 8 months since we finished working together. And man, it is so good to have you on this interview.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much, Sean. It's my pleasure to be here with you today. And yeah, 8 months. Actually, I think December will make it a year, really. So yeah, it's been a great journey.
Yeah, a year of sobriety and entering greater freedom coming up. So super excited. And Kevin, you started working with me after actually already having a few months of sobriety from porn, which can be quite rare. So there's a rarity in that, but sometimes there's also a struggle in that. And you came to me with a willingness and an openness. And I know that that was driven by an ultimatum from your wife. You guys were at a bit of a crossroads when it came to your addiction to porn, masturbation. And really, I know there's been immense healing since. And you personally have found healing, sobriety, and freedom in your journey. And since doing what we call a full disclosure with your wife, you have seen the fruit in your marriage. And I'm excited to hear a bit more about that, Kevin. So before I get into the four questions I have for you, would love just for you to share kind of what's on your heart for someone listening to this who is maybe struggling in their marriage. Maybe their wife has given them ultimatum. What is on your heart for someone listening to this that you would want them to know compared to where you're today, compared to where you're at before?
Absolutely. What I would say to someone in that position is that there is always hope. And I'm honestly in a new chapter in my life. And when I was in the thick of it, I did not think this was possible. I lost hope. I lost self-confidence. And I just didn't believe I could do it. And I couldn't blame my wife because, there had been so much, so many lies, so much dishonesty, and I just kept breaking her trust. And to someone who's going through this right now, I would absolutely tell them that you are capable, that you can do this, that you will surprise yourself. And there are so many resources out there, and there are so many people in your position who have gone through this who can help you.
Yeah, so good, Kevin. And yeah, obviously you and I work together. The resource you found with working with Secret Habit and myself, it was a privilege and an honor watching you go from those beginning stages to now hearing you on this call. So cool, man. One thing, Kevin, I would love to know, as you are a client of mine who went through a full disclosure with your wife, I would love to know, what was it like doing the process of full disclosure, creating the story, doing the session, and what has been the reward from doing that?
Oh my goodness. You know what? Even if you don't have intentions of disclosing, just to write out your life story is such an amazing experience. There's so many things that we forget as time passes, and it really makes you think like, oh, wow, that might have affected me, or this is why I'm this way. It's because of that. So I would encourage someone, even if you're not ready to disclose, to just kind of write out your whole story. And in terms of me, in the process of just sharing it with you and Miranda, it was really something. Words can't even describe how it feels. Such a relief off your shoulders, I would say, just to lay all your cards out and say, this is who I am, and I want to be better. And just to have that vulnerability in front of your partner, it definitely creates a new level of closeness.
Yeah, amen, man. And I know there's three questions in there. Can you speak into that closeness a little bit more, Kevin, some of the rewards of the disclosure?
Right. So in terms of the closeness, it's like now there are certain things where I don't have to tell my wife. She already knows because she now knows my story. Mm-hmm. Right. And it just has that deeper level of intimacy because you now know this person's background and you accept their faults, you accept their fallacies, and any issues you have between each other, you know that we can work through this, we can get through this, but you have to level with me.
Yeah. It's so great, man, to be fully known and fully loved. And that's beautiful. Yes. And such a testimony to story healing and something that I walk all my clients through. So thank you for giving a nice plug for story healing.
Oh yeah, I'm an advocate.
Yeah, amen, man. That's so good. Yeah. Well, Kevin, I'd love to know, you've shared a little bit already, but personally for yourself in your individual journey, what has been the most rewarding part of freedom for you? What's the most rewarding? What's the most exciting part of walking in freedom today?
An issue that really used to bother me when I was in the thick of porn and masturbation was my prayer. When I would pray, something would just bother me. Something in the back of my mind would tell me that I'm not being 100% with God. I'm not being honest. So when I pray now, when I go to worship, I just have that level of transparency, that level of truth, that I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And for me, that's the biggest reward. It's my relationship with God.
Yeah, so foundational for everything else.
Absolutely.
Wow. Thanks, Kevin. That's great, man. So my last question for you, and this kind of ties into what most people are asking when they are on secrethabit.ca or looking for a coach or someone to work with because they know they need help. But it's really like, Secret Habit, you know, what's different about Secret Habit? I've tried this and I've tried that. Nothing really worked for me. I've spent money doing this and I've spent money doing that. What makes this different? So, Kevin, because you've gone through the process working with me, I'd love just for you to share what was different. Why was working with me effective and helpful for you and allowed you to get the results you have today?
One word I would say, authenticity. Whenever we would meet up and we would have a conversation, my intuition would just tell me that you're being authentic with me, that you genuinely care. And just having someone who wants to see you grow, who isn't going to judge you, who's willing to be honest, who's willing to share his story, I think makes a big difference instead of just reading off a pamphlet. You know what I mean? It felt like we developed a friendship. Yeah. And when you're able to trust someone and lay all your cards out, that's when you see real growth, in my opinion.
That's so cool. That blesses me, Kevin. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
That's something that I care a lot about, and to be affirmed that meant something to you means a lot to me. So yeah, whoever is listening to this, may that bless you. May that give you hope. Kevin is just another story in this bigger story that God is writing, and there is hope because of guys like Kevin. And I'm personally thankful that God uses me to help guys with these struggles. So Kevin, thank you so much for sharing a little bit with us. This has been super helpful, encouraging, and I'm just excited to hear feedback on who this blesses and offers hope to. So man, thank you so much for being here.